Ladies and gentlemen of the world, please welcome three girls in sequined frocks who don't need a Saturday job in Vision Express to make spectacles of themselves. Yes, you know who I'm talking about. Give me an F.
F.
Thank you. I'll put that with me other letters. Now, put your hands together till your knuckles go white for D. Newland.
We're on the radio on a Tuesday at 6:30, 92 to 94 FM, or again 11:30 PM on a Wednesday. Whoa, 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 Wednesday.
That's Wednesday.
Newlands on the BBC. Beep, 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 BBC. We vote into Sulawesi.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's great to be back. Thank you. Thank you.
Hello, hello. We are indeed the Newlands. Nuala.
Nuala.
And Nuala. Hence the name.
Thanks to Seamus, our manager, for the beautiful introduction yet again. Mm-hmm. After just 1 week here in London, he's already got us into the Albert Hall.
Yeah. Three tickets for Chris Rea. Fantastic.
Great. There's a few more people that we'd like to thank before we get on. I'd personally like to thank the people at the hotel who left us the soap, shampoo, shower caps and towels. We'll treasure them always. Thank you very much indeed.
Yeah. I'd also like to thank my acupuncturist, Jan Wakathikichoch. Don't worry about this afternoon, Jan. Everyone makes mistakes. Sure, what's a bit of blood between friends anyway?
Absolutely. I'd just like to say a big thank you to Butch on Lights for the full body massage before the gig. I don't know what the hell you did to me, Butch, but I feel like a changed woman now.
Oh, and while we're on the subject, I'd also like to thank Sharon, our beautician, for the 24-hour mud masks. Only 3 hours to go until we wash them off.
What, should we have to wash them off?
God, I think we look great.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, coming up later in the show, we'll be providing some songs, chat and some fabulous entertainment for the discerning punter. And just a warning to any of you sitting there in the front row, there's a few loose wires. We had some electrical problems earlier on, but it's more or less grand now.
Mm-hmm. And I'd just like to take this opportunity to say that we are dedicating the show to the all too fresh memory of Sparky O'Reilly, our late electrician.
He died like a man doing what he did best. De-insulating triple gauge high voltage copper solenoid cabling. Anyway, Seamus, how's it going with yourself?
Not too bad, girls. And how's it hanging with yourselves?
Oh, we're grand, apart from the ladder before the show.
Ladder, right. I'll get a couple of lads to remove that during the interval.
No, it's all right. I've got some nail varnish on it.
Right.
So anyway, what's the story, Seamus? Any news?
I've had nothing but grief with that Tony O'Flaherty.
What, your Leo Sayer impersonator?
Yeah, terrible business. Turns out he was Leo Sayer. Everyone wanted their money back. But I've got a nice bit of news for a certain glamorous trio of bespectacled beauties who are not a million miles away from me right now.
Who's that, James?
Hugh, you gorgeous gobshites. You got the advert!
For the toilet paper!
No. Jeez, would you credit they gave that role to a puppy?
Oh, God. I've been practicing all week.
I know, darling. And I, for one, thought you looked fab with the roll between your teeth. But don't worry. I got you something even better. It's the ad for Pump Action Cheese.
Oh, great.
You're playing cards in a fire station, right? Mm-hmm. The alarm goes, you leap into action, shimmy down your poles, into the cheese engine, singing all the way. You jump out, douse the raging inferno with your cheese hoses, and who comes stumbling out of the charred and smoking rubble only the smouldering Brian Tilsley.
Oh.
Ask him, have you any left to put in a cracker?
Oh.
At this, yous all laugh, embrace, and dance gaily with Brian around a huge yoke of pump action cheese. What do you think?
Well, it's great, but personally, I don't think I could shimmy down the pole, you know? I'd be petrified.
Right, fear of heights, yeah, vertigo.
No, fear of poles, vertigo.
Vertigo. Fair enough. Leave it with me. I'll get on to the suchies. You just enjoy your show now. And remember at home, you're listening to the Newlands, delivering first-class entertainment with the aid of a second-hand guitar. So, don't touch the dial.
Seamus. Thank you.
Thank you, Seamus.
And just before we get on with the first song, girls, I have to say, there's a fella there in the second row who has been staring me out of it since I stepped on stage. Your eyes are boring into me.
Lula, they're not his eyes.
Jeez, whatever they are, I'm getting a very strong love vibe from the audience.
So am I, Nuala. I mean, I got a sort of a tingling sensation as soon as I stepped on stage, you know.
That'll be the loose wiring Sparky warned us about.
Well, whatever it was very pleasant.
But there's a great love vibe in here. It's like a great big ocean of love, and we're all sailing in it in heart-shaped yachts. And it's deep, and it's wild, and it's got hidden depths.
But let's face it, it's also a dumping ground. Hands up anybody here who's been dumped lately.
Oh, my God, here. Somebody
hello.
In the front row. Here.
Yeah.
Oh, Lulu.
Yes, I was dumped.
Oh, my God, when did it happen?
a year ago. I was still getting over it.
A year ago, yeah.
You're still getting over it, but you're laughing away there. She looks like she's managing okay, doesn't she?
Yeah, you do, actually. You're out anyway, that's the main thing.
Yeah, that's from her in the yellow shirt.
In a yellow shirt, and it's bright and cheery. Fair play to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anybody else been dumped? Well, listen, we want to say to the lady with the yellow shirt, thanks for sharing that with us. And the rest of you are a pack of feckin' liars. To be totally honest with you. Anybody who's gone through it lately, don't worry. Get right back out into the relationship arena. Yeah. Isn't that what we always say?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, get up on that love donkey, you know? Go on! Get on that horse and ride around the field of future commitment, you know? That's what I always think. Dig in the spurs of passion. Go on, pull on those reins. You know? I tell you, truthfully, I was going out with this fella for 3 nights. And on the third night, he said to me, Nuala, you're boring the arse off me. Your leg warmers are hideous. And quite frankly, I'm embarrassed to be seen with you in public. Now, I didn't take that personally. Do you know what I mean? You know, life is far too short. Nobody ever said this whole relationship thing was going to be easy. You know, I always think it's a bit like getting on a flight. You know, them small planes, the fucker 50s. Yeah. You'll always experience a bit of turbulence along the way.
Woke up this morning, I was halfway downstairs. And you were gone. Female intuition told me, hang on now a minute, something's wrong. Well, you painted all the carpets and you chopped up all the floors. You removed all the light fittings and sellotaped the doors. Somehow I get the feeling that you don't like me no more. And now you're gone. Woke up this morning, I was halfway through my toast and you were gone. I wonder, were you angry? And is that why you left the Hoover on? You sprayed the house with swear words, words like crap and hell. You sprayed the morning papers with my styling mousse and gel. You took my Hello magazine and sprayed the Queen as well, and now she's gone. Woke up this morning, I was halfway through my shower and you weren't there. Something deep inside of me is telling me that maybe you don't care. Cause Rover's lying bleeding on the edge of the settee. You know he cost a fortune, he was a pedigree. He only wanted breakfast and to go out for a pee, and now he's gone. My dog is gone. The Queen is gone. The Hoover's on. I was only doing headstands with my feet against the wall. I was trying to impress you, I didn't mean to fall. I'm sorry that I sent the telly crashing to the floor, but how was I to know that Arsenal were just about to score? And now you're gone.
wrong. Thank you.
God, thanks very much. That went down great. Did you enjoy that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, that's great. You know, that's the joy of songwriting. When you write a song like that, when you think it's really crap, and then you sing it, and the audience love it.
Yeah.
That's great. And songs, you know, they can come from anywhere. You know, you could be out shopping, and you're reaching for a box of cornflakes, and there's a song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By Flaky Friends, you know.
Yeah, that's where that came from.
Yeah, or do you remember the time we passed a mannequin and we wrote that classic?
Stiff Girl in the Window?
Yeah.
And, oh yeah, Two Sugars, Please. Mm-hmm. Where did that come from? I don't know.
I don't know.
But I tell you what's great about being a supergroup, you know. You can do the whole rock and roll thing. And before we came out, actually, Nuala threw a copy of the Radio Times out the window.
Yeah. Well, it would have been an awful waste of a telly, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would have, you know.
Actually, there's a fella there, the guy in the blue shirt. Are you in a band?
No.
No? I just thought maybe your PVC pants.
Nuala, I'm just looking here in his bag.
Yeah.
And there's a sitar in here.
Yeah, are you? So you're just solo, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what? And what kind of stuff do you do?
As much as I can.
He has a lovely voice, hasn't he?
A lovely speaking voice.
Mm-hmm.
You should go into radio.
I think I am.
Oh, he's a bit of a door.
Anybody else actually in the muse, though, in the biz?
Yeah.
Nuala, oh,
there's a man here with the orange pants.
Oh, God.
Are you in the music business?
No, I'm not in the music business. No.
What's your favourite song?
You Always Hurt the One You Love.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Kinky. He's a kinky fella, I'd say.
Would you?
Yeah. My kind
How
of fella.
Would you hurt the one you love? Like, what implement would you use?
A zither.
Oh, zither frame.
And can I tell you what my favourite song is? It's Roll Out the Barrel. I love those upbeat numbers. You know, every time I hear Roll Out the Barrel, it reminds me of all the times in my life when, you know, I got together with a bunch of people and we rolled out a load of barrels and we did a load of crack together.
Excuse the excruciating intrusion, ladies, but I have some great news for you. Forget fire, forget shimmying. We've got a whole new concept for you.
Oh, fantastic.
Picture the scene. We're in an oak panel courtroom. A Paul Newman-type judge sits on the bench. It's Brian Tilsley!
Wow!
In the dock, a trembling lump of one of the leading cheeses stands accused of being too hard to serve in a hurry. The jury are three angry women. That's guess who? Yous, girls!
What?
And you're about to give your verdict. Guilty, you sing in harmony. Guilty of being too hard to put on a cracker, cracker, cracker! With that, Brian Tilsley throws his gavel aside, whips out his huge pump-action cheese, and says, "Let's adjourn for lunch. The cheese is on me."
Wow.
Yous all rise and dance out of the courtroom in a heaving throng.
Sorry, hang on a second, Seamus. Sorry, I just couldn't possibly go for that. It makes a mockery of the whole judicial process.
Right.
Mockery.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, doesn't grab you. Not your bag. No problemo. I'll get back on the blower to the back room, boys.
God, he's absolutely fantastic with the negotiating, isn't he?
Oh, God, he certainly is, you know.
And the way he can smooth back his eyebrows with just a flick of his tongue.
Yeah, great. Coming in.
Oh, wow.
Oh, great. Here, I'll take it. Dear Nuala's, I've just been listening to Seamus, your manager, trying to coerce you into doing a commercial. Ads wreck people's lives. In a word, do not be party to it.
Is that a word?
Listen to this. After briefly glimpsing an ad for Strimmers a year ago, my husband can't pass a gardening centre without his eyes going like this. And just for the listeners at home, she's actually drawn a picture here of... Well, it looks like two eggs in a frying pan, is it?
No, that's two Mexicans in a pond.
Oh, no, is it what you see when you wake up after an operation?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. Anyway, whatever it is, it's very, very well depicted. And she goes on here about hedges and fingers and tropical taste, value for money, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And she finishes off by saying, "Don't do that ad. Love, Sheila Canyon. P.S. I feel like chicken tonight."
Lovely.
Yeah.
I have to say, our listeners are so supportive, you know. Yeah. But do you think she's right about not doing the ad?
Well, I don't know. Morally now, she might be right. But on the other hand, there is a touch of the lights are on, but there's nobody kind of home. You know, out to lunch without hamper.
Oh, yeah, she's knitting and no one's closed the window.
Yeah.
And she's a looper, in other words. Crank facts, I think. Crank facts, crank facts,
crank bin,
in the bin.
In the bin.
And now it's time to hear from some of our international fans.
Yes.
The international fans of the Newlers. Let's spin the globe and see what country falls off today. Well, what do you know? It's the home of my favorite type of pottery, Namibia. Congratulations.
For white women, they are not bad. Here in Namibia, we call them Umbale, which means musical kittens from Ireland who came across the plains somehow.
And next up... it's in the north of Ireland. It's Northern Ireland.
They were friendly. They were civil. They were clean. They were polite. They said hello. They walked single file. They did a lovely concert, including a beautiful intermission. And then they left. And I walked into their dressing room. And it was disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. If anybody knows where they are, could you just tell them they are a bunch of...
Tune in next week for more international fans.
Well, that was some of our fans from around the world. You know, I have to say, it is great being on the road, going from B&B to B&B across the globe, you know. Sometimes you don't even know what country you're in. You know, the breakfast is your only indication. Pan au chocolat, France. Ciabatta or chocolata, Italy. Yams, Cardiff.
But the lunch is Nuala, do you remember them?
Mm.
I can still smell the aroma of that coriander from that amazing Indian in Bradford.
Mm. Yeah, he was gorgeous.
Mm. Oh, yeah. But it is tough, you know. They say fame really changes you. I have to say, I think it makes you more normal. I mean, I was a mad bitch before we became famous. Yeah. Now I'm fine, you know.
You know what? The other thing as well about being famous, we meet loads of celebs, and they're awful disappointing, you
yeah,
know?
More yeah, more often than not, they're much smaller in the flesh. I met Jack Nicholson. He's only the size of a coffee table.
What size coffee table?
You know, the middle one in a nest.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and I have to say, Garth Brooks was only up to my hips, you know. Admittedly, he was actually kneeling down at the time.
Oh, and Danny DeVito? He's actually 6'8".
You're not serious.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When he's on the set, he walks around in a ditch with a cute look.
God.
No, but it is. It can be awful disappointing. I actually had a huge crush on Sting one time, and I was asked to do a number with him, a duet, and we were in the wings of the Royal Albert, you know, waiting to go on to do this number together. And doesn't he let off? Jeez, I couldn't get over it, you know. And then he tries to blame it on me. I don't know how people take him seriously with that whole rainforest thing.
Yeah, and there he is, destroying the ozone layer. That's probably where his hit song comes from. Please don't stand so close to me.
Yeah. Personally, I've had a crush on a movie star, very well-known movie star, for quite some time. And we're going to dedicate this next number to him, so you know who. This one's for you.
Every time I look at you, my eyes light up like headlights on a truck. And if you ran me over, I'd be happy as a pig in muck. I order super lunch, I look into the bowl, I see your face. I eat a sandwich, and you are the bread that holds the ham in place. I see you everywhere. You're the coat stand in the hall and in the aquarium. You're the fish that's on the ball, but you don't notice me at all.
Cowbell, please. That's enough.
I go out shopping, and I seem to see your face at every till. I load the car up, I reverse and you're the child I almost kill. And in the church crowd when I'm walking I look up and you're the bell. And in confession, Father Pass says that he fancies you as well. He sees you everywhere. You remind him of Pope Paul, but do you really care? We nailed your picture to the wall, but you don't notice us at all. Donald Sutherland, Donald, Donald Sutherland, Donald Sutherland, Dad O'Keefer Sutherland, Donald Sutherland. You're so muscular and tall, you're Canadian, but you don't bore me at all, Donald.
feck about me. As
sorry to interrupt, but I am back. They've taken your legal grievances on board and they've come up with this. The world stands on the brink of apocalyptic Armageddon. A meteor the size of Swansea is heading towards Swansea. Three sassy astronauts, that's you girls, have been sent to destroy the cataclysmic rock. But yous are hungry and you can't save the world on an empty belly, let's face it. There's only one man fast enough to get to the shops on time. It's Brian Tilsley. Oh. Out of the swirling toxic fumes of the launch pad, he emerges, clutching a triple pack of pump-action cheese, 20% extra free. He squirts that cheese into your open gobs, and you're ready to save the world. As you launch into the stratosphere, your voices ring out in perfect harmony. It only took you squeezing the old pump action cheese.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Brilliant.
Sensational. Yeah.
We'll do it.
That's me newly.
Now, hang on a second. Just 1 minute, Seamus.
I know now you always try to do well by us.
And
you
it's not that we're not grateful for the perfume and the towel and the buckets.
Yeah,
hearing aids.
Yeah, and the inflatable life rafts.
Well, but I just wonder, is there any chance that maybe...
We could get paid in money this time around.
Well, at the very least, a year's supply of nylons.
Ah, consider those luscious legs covered for the next 12 months.
Oh, great stuff, then.
Just one last little tiddly-widdly thing. They've a couple of provisos. Don't cut your hair. Don't do any other cheese ads. And don't forget to mention pump-action cheese in all your songs from now on.
Fair enough. We can live with that.
Yeah, thanks a million, Seamus. It is, it's pretty amazing because we're only in England kind of a little while and things are really happening for us.
Whoa!
Yeah.
The Lulas are from Ireland, as you know, and we live in Dublin, you know, which is the capital. But we're not from Dublin originally, you know. We're from a sort of, it's a kind of a low population area, you know, a lot of cows and sheep, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Suicide rate is a bit high, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There were six of us when we started out.
Yeah. But I personally came up to Dublin there a few years ago, up to the big smoke, as we say at home, you know. And to be honest with you, I got in with the wrong crowd too fast. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
One long round of Bacardi's.
Mm-hmm.
Pims and cucumber and all this kind of crack, you know.
Mm-hmm. No, and you know the kind of people who put fruit in their drinks. You know, they're so pretentious. They don't know whether or not they're eating or they're drinking. You know, I went around to a party at a friend's house once and I found a sandwich in my drink. You know, they thought it was so chic.
Anyway, look, the whole thing was ridiculous. Really, really superficial, you know. I didn't know how I was going to get out of it. It just didn't feel right, you know. And it happened purely by accident. I was jet skiing off the coast of Ireland, but I was showing off. You know, all up on one leg and back flips and all this kind of business. And didn't I go into a load of rocks? I plummeted down to the seabed and I had what I can only describe as a sort of a spiritual experience, you know. This huge haddock came towards me. And he got right up close to my face. And he just went like that. And I knew exactly what he meant. As I rose to the surface, I was a changed woman. I knew that I would never go back to that crowd again, you know? Anyway, I was being rushed off to hospital, leg in a heap, arm hanging by a thread, perm completely ruined. And the words of this next number start to form in my brain. And hopefully now it'll give you an idea of the kind of crowd I'm talking about. It's called Successful Beach. I wake up on Sunday about a 1:45, decide to have some fun, and so I contact the crew. Last night was amazing, I was out of my head. I think I'll phone up Trailer, oh he's here in my bed. I knew we'd have some rumpy, 'twas he's such a peach. I knew it when I met him on Successful Beach. Successful
purple beach.
Na-na, na-na, na-na.
One time.
I knew it when I met him on Successful Beach. Na-na. Oh, look, here comes Peaklet, just back from the Med. He couldn't get the Beamer, got the Civic instead. We all hung out together in
university.
Yeah. Traylock, Fiacla, Cucullin and me. Our daddies are barristers, illegal elite.
Affidavit.
Thanks for the passport to Successful Beach.
Successful Beach.
Na-na, na-na, na-na.
In time.
Daddy's got the passport to Successful Beach.
Loaded.
I don't have any lunch because it's bad for my bod. Instead, I have an enema. Oh, my God. I pick up my mobile. I phone up to start. I arrange to meet Bono at a sushi bar. He doesn't arrive, but I don't care because I've ordered sashwami and it matches my hair.
Successful Beach.
Na-na, na-na, na-na.
Tea time.
Look at my tan. I'm a bit of despair.
Bump action cheese.
Na-na, na-na, na-na. I'm an awful Egypt, but I don't care.
Awful Egypt,
but I don't care.
Awful Egypt,
but I don't care.
Good on you, Nuala.
Oh, gosh, thanks a million. I have to get to the gym after that. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Sorry to interrupt you, girls. Just before you go, I got some good news and some bad news.
Oh!
The bad news is the ad is off.
What? Oh, God.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, it's not off. It's just they've changed their minds.
What? Well, what do you mean?
Change of plan, you know. They're giving it to that poopy again.
Bitch.
Yeah, that dog's getting a lot of work. Brian Tilsey's in bits. But the good news is, your Indian takeaway has arrived.
Oh,
and they've given us 5 naan instead of 4. Oh. My mistake.
Oh, brilliant.
Don't I always come through for you?
Thanks, Seamus.
Thank you. Seamus. And thanks to everyone listening. Good night.
Danulas contain Danulas and Seamus. The writing was done by Sue Collins, Karen Egan, Angel D and Paul Toilak, with some more by Tom Jameson and Nev Fountain. The producing was done by Joe Clegg.